Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Anupam Rasayan India Limited U.S. Acquisition Update conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Sagar. Good evening, everyone. I'm Anshuman Gupta from Investec. I cover pharma, healthcare, and chemicals here. We welcome you all for this update call on the U.S. acquisition done by Anupam Rasayan last week. First of all, I would like to congratulate the entire team at Anupam for the acquisition of J.Hawk Fine Chemicals, which is truly a strategic milestone in their journey, and this does strengthen their global specialty footprint. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Anand Desai, MD, Mr. Gopal Agarwal, the CEO, Mr. Vishal Thakkar, the Deputy CFO, and Mr. Ravi Chaudhary, Senior Manager. We hope everybody has received the acquisition presentation released earlier. And with this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Anand for his opening comments and just spell out the strategy rationale and anything further he wants to add. Post that, we will obviously open the call for Q&A. I have some of my own questions, which I will start with once Mr. Anand finishes with the opening comments, and then we can move on to the questions by the audience. Yeah? Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anshuman bhai. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased to announce a significant strategic milestone for Anupam Rasayan India Limited. On 9 December 2025, we signed a definitive agreement to acquire 100% equity in J.Hawk Fine Chemicals, a U.S.-based specialty chemicals company from the CAP Group. J.Hawk was founded decades ago and is headquartered in Kansas, USA. It's a highly specialized manufacturer with strong capabilities in custom manufacturing, high purity processing, and complex chemical synthesis, serving long-standing global customers across the multiple high-value applications. This acquisition is fully aligned with our long-term strategy of building a global integrated specialty and CDMO platform with strong customer relationships, differentiated chemistries, and multi-geographic execution capability. First, J.Hawk gives Anupam a direct onshore manufacturing presence in the United States, significantly enhancing our credibility and engagement with multinational customers who increasingly value geographic diversification and supply chain resilience. Second, the acquisition strengthens our platform depth across the value chain. Over the last few years, our investment in Tenpak has enabled backward integration and secured critical fluorination raw materials such as HF and KF. J.Hawk complements this by positioning us closer to the end applications, with manufacturing of critical advanced intermediates and N-1 molecules for high-performance materials and life science customers. The acquired portfolio adds high-value dihydrides and polyimide intermediates, positioning Anupam Rasayan as a strong integrated player in this rapidly growing segment. This move expands our access to fast-growing, innovation-led end markets such as semiconductors, automotive, EV, aviation, and electronics. Third, the transaction enhances our chemistry capability and customer platform. Tenpak strengthens chemistry, J.Hawk brings additional process capabilities and a strong global customer base, allowing us to scale faster and deepen customer relationships. Importantly, we are exceptionally well positioned to capitalize on emerging geopolitical tailwinds, particularly those driven by regulatory changes like the recently approved U.S. BioSecure Act. By acquiring a U.S.-based CDMO platform, we now offer global pharma companies an essential alternative for de-risking the supply chains away from restricted geographies. This acquisition establishes a strategically valuable platform for us to expand our presence in the U.S. and build a global CDMO network, especially for advanced intermediates and API and AI intermediates within the life science sector. We aspire to leverage J.Hawk's global customer base for cross-sell of potential and deepen our existing customers' relationships. Ultimately, This acquisition is about creating a diversified multi-geography growth engine powered by specialty and hybrid chemistries and establishing a U.S. innovation and CDMO hub. Lastly, this acquisition is fully aligned with our philosophy of disciplined capital allocation. The transaction is funded through a balanced mix of quasi equity, debt, and internal accruals, ensuring balance sheet strength while providing Anupam full strategic and operational control. With Jayhawk's established revenue base in relatively less cyclical, higher value segments, we expect the acquisition to be EPS accretive from day one. On a pro forma basis, the combined entity would have revenues of approximately $243 million and an EBITDA of approximately $61 million. With that, I will now hand over to Gopal Bhai to walk you through the operational strengths and transition details.
Thank you, Anand Bhai. I will briefly cover Jayhawk's operational strength and how we see value creation post-integration. Jayhawk reported approximately $78 million revenue in CY24 with EBITDA margins of around 19%. About 65% of the revenue comes from performance material with the balance from life and life science related molecules. This mix provides stability and strong growth visibility. The US facility is large, multi-solution site spanning nearly 3 million square meters, comprising two manufacturing units and a pilot plant. The presence of pilot scale infrastructure is critical for development, scale up and commercialization of new CDMO projects. From a capability standpoint of view, Jayhawk adds complex chemistry such as Suzuki coupling, azo chemistry, Grignard reactions and specialized high temperature oxidation. These are highly complementary to Anupam's existing strength in halogenation, oxidation and nitration. On implementation, plan revolves around creating a powerful dual site production model. This synergy combines Jayhawk's high purity technology and advanced operation with Anupam's cost efficient backward integrated manufacturing base in India, offers our global customers the flexibility of localized US production and a highly integrated supply chain. The enterprise value of the acquisition is approximately $134 million, implying an EV/EBITDA multiple of around 9 times CY24 earnings. Total purchase consideration is approximately $150 million, including cash on Jayhawk's balance sheet, which is roughly around $16 million. The funding structure involves Anupam Rasayan investing $40 million through a combination of internal accruals and debt, and the balance, which is roughly $110 million, is being invested by a leading global investment management firm in form of Class B non-voting shares, which will enable Anupam Rasayan to consolidate Jayhawk fully. Finally, we recognize that quality and experience of the team is fundamental to any CDMO business. We look forward to working with Jayhawk's existing management and team, whose technical strength and long-standing customer relationship aligns well with the integration model we followed even at TANFAC. With this, I will hand it over to Anshuman to take this forward.
Vishwan sir, thanks. Thanks for a good brief starting point on the acquisition. And I think what I will do is that I have some set of questions that I need to ask, and then obviously we will open the lines for Q&A as well. But anybody, if they have a question, they can actually join the Q&A straight away, right? But so my first question is, while you did mention a little bit about the strategic rationale, right? I mean, if you have to like put it in 4 or 5 points, right, and detail it out, what are the key strategic rationale for the acquisition? So, I mean, I would love to hear that.
So, Anshuman, happy to take that. I mean, we had covered this in our presentation as well as in the, the initial remark. But, if I have to talk about 4 or 5, one of the biggest one is basically it helps us strengthen our presence in US. This acquisition marks, Anupam entry into onshore manufacturing in the United States, which perfectly aligns with our global expand strategy, to be a global player, global CDMO player, for our customers. Jayhawk has established operations and customer base both, which provides Anupam immediate access to the key end market, leading multinational customers, significantly enhancing our global region visibility. So that's one. The second point is, it helps us expand our performance material portfolio, especially into high-value dianhydrides and polyamide intermediates. These products have critical application, as you would know, across semiconductor, aviation, electricals. This will help Anupam and Jayhawk, put together more as an integrated player in this fast-growing performance material segment. The third benefit which I can talk about is the follow integration. So as you would know, When we did the acquisition of Tanpack, it was clearly idea to secure raw material sourcing, and this was more of a backward integration, and particularly in the fluorination chemistry. Now with Jayhawk, basically what we are trying to do is that go forward, which is go closer to our customer. An idea would be to manufacture more of our key N-1 molecules for our customers. So this whole combination, I would say, of Tanpack, Jayhawk, and Anupam would allow us kind of provide an integrated, what you call, supply chain solutions to our customer, and this will help us enhance our, what you call, relationship with the customer. And we would more kind of act, you know, as a one-stop kind of a solution for some of the critical needs of customers. Third, or the fourth one would be, kind of also combining somewhere the cost efficiency, and, you know, technology, what you call, superiority of Jayhawk. So basically, the synergy between Jayhawk and Anupam, I would say Anupam would more probably act as a cost-efficient, backward integrated manufacturing base, and Jayhawk obviously would be more on the technology advancement. And net-net, our idea would be to basically provide a localized solution to our customers in U.S. Lastly, again, we, along with Jayhawk, we also get a pretty experienced team and R&D kind of, let's say, capabilities. Idea would be to combine the two and look at, I would say, kind of offering innovative solutions to our customers. So I would say these are the five, six, you know, synergies which I can kind of think of, you know, to begin with. Of course, as in when we more and more kind of integrate our operation, there'll be a lot more which will come our way.
Oh, sure, sir, Gopal. Sir, I think one of the statements in the opening remark was about China Plus One, right? It's a buzzword, and, you know, across the globe, there is this thought about China Plus One, right? So if you can throw some light from this acquisition perspective, how do you think this China Plus One factor will actually play out in your favor because of that?
So Anshuman, I mean, as a company, you know, we have always focused on our own strength. You know, I don't think so we have kind of designed, you know, our thought process, our strategy, which is going to be based, you know, more on China Plus One kind of stuff. Our idea is to basically do and strategize basis whatever strength we have. And as I said, given the overall, I would say, kind of a combination of Tanpack at the back end and Anupam more at the intermediate and Jayhawk now with on the front end side, our strategy would be to basically more looking at our own strength, you know, which we can offer to the customer, and then thereby, you know, kind of offering more of an integrated supply chain solution to our customer and being of a value, which would be long-lasting, than trying to focus, you know, our strength on, let's say, certain geographies or otherwise. But yeah, Anand or Vishal, if you wish to add anything.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anshuman,
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Ankur, please go ahead.
Anshuman, sir, this is the operator. Should I open the floor for questions, or you have any further questions?
No, no, yeah, I'm going to ask further questions. I think Gopal was asking Mr. Anand or Vishal if they want to add something to the answer. That's why I stopped.
Sure.
If you have questions, you can always open the Q&A queue if you want, but I have a few questions which I want to still ask the management. Yeah. Is that okay?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. So again, on the acquisition structure and the debt to be taken by Anupam, and what does it really cost the company? And to add to that, I mean, how would Anupam be able to consolidate the full financials of Jayhawk?
I will have Vishal bhai answer that. Vishal bhai?
Yeah. So, Anshuman, I think first thing is that Anupam is going to set up a wholly owned subsidiary, which will eventually acquire Montechem Kansas S.r.l., which effectively holds 100% of Jayhawk Fine Chem Chemicals, which is the entity which we are talking about, which is the operating entity. Montechem Kansas S.r.l. is a full holding company, which is having an effective 100% holding. So that is the first from a holding structure point of view. In this, Anupam is looking at will invest around about $40-odd million, both in a combination of a debt and from a combination of debt and internal accruals, so which will act as a equity investment of Anupam in the its wholly owned subsidiary equity or a shareholder loan structure of Anupam. So which is where we will be holding 100% of the Anupam. Anupam will hold wholly 100% of the Monte Can SRL, which effectively holds 100% of Jayhawk Finecan. Now, on the balance amount of approximately $110 million is going to be invested through as in the form of a Class B share by one of the large global investment management firm, which has over AUM of $1 million through an investment vehicle. So, unfortunately, today I'm not in a position to share name because we are under a confidentiality as of now. And as we consummate this transaction, we'll be able to share the name and more details on that as well. So basically that will translate to total $150 million, which shall be paid as a consideration to the selling shareholders for the company and the target. Now coming to the question that, let me first take it, how does it look like? So it will be a Class B share. So it effectively act as a non-controlling interest for Anupam in the Anupam's balance sheet to that extent. Today we intend that eventually we have a right to buy them out at any given point in time. So that is a pure quasi equity that we see it. From our perspective, I see it more as a bridge to a larger equity round to settle this amount that is there. Now, coming to the consolidation, because it is a non-controlling interest and I have 100% equity, 100% share of the equity of the company of a common shares, based on the auditor's opinion, we will be able to fully consolidate this company, company's EBITDA and P&L without having any dilution to that extent. So that is what it is.
In terms of, you know, just drilling down into what Jayhawk's business capabilities are, right? And what according to you it brings as a unique value proposition and also the core chemistry that it has, right? And subsequently, if you can also answer that, because you have evaluated Jayhawk quite well and, you know, currently it does about 19% EBITDA margin. So what's your sort of growth outlook? And I'm not necessarily looking for numbers, but just broadly, if you can add that. So one is on the capabilities and value proposition, and then you talk about the overall growth potential and margin profile of Jayhawk.
Balbhai, would you like to take that?
Yep. So I think Anshuman, as we kind of spoke, you know, from a business perspective, this is a complete kind of a synergy which is there between Anupam and Jayhawk. So just to give you some sense, which we have spoken in the presentation as well, currently for Anupam, the performance material is roughly around 10-12% of our overall revenue, while in case of Jayhawk, it's almost 65%. So maybe if I was to kind of a fast forward on a consolidated basis, the way, you know, the overall Jayhawk plus Anupam entity will look like would be around 40-45% would be agrochem, 35% would be performance material, and another 20% would be a mix of personal care and pharma for us. So basis this, you know, we kind of get a portfolio, which would be pretty, comprehensive. And we'll be able to kind of offer needs of our customer across all these segments. So one is from a segment perspective, we'll be able to kind of offer them product across, let's say, agro, performance material, and pharma, and let's say, personal care. Similarly, you know, in terms of performance material, you know, where you would appreciate that the application is more in the high-end segment, like aviation, electricals, and semicon. These are some of the segments which are growing at a very, very fast pace, you know, globally, which would allow us, you know, basically, again, offer a more like an integrated supply chain solution to our customers. And coupled with, let's say, a bit of a cost-efficient model of Anupam, which, you know, we kind of spoke about initially in our commentary. and advanced capability as far as the chemistries are concerned of Jayhawk, we do believe, I think we offer a model to our customers where the customer would be able to more partner with us in their supply chain kind of thing. See, our idea and philosophy has never been to be a competitive supplier to a customer, because maybe today you are competitive, somebody else tomorrow could become competitive. Our idea is to more offer an integrated supply chain solution and partner with our customers from a long-term perspective. So our belief is that, with the segment expansion, as well as, I would say now, the geography as well, because another thing which, Jayhawk brings to us is that almost 70% of their business is US, while as for us, US was, I would say, fairly low. We had enough and more business in Europe as well as in Japan. So I would say this whole combination, has a capability to help us expand margin going forward. We may not be able to give you specific in terms of what kind of, let's say, growth one is looking at, whether it is sales or EBITDA margin, but we do believe that one should be able to kind of go closer to, the kind of margin, I would say, and growth Anupam has been enjoying even as a combined operations.
Hello, I am Tanya from Investef, from Anshuman's team. Just one question. How is Anupam planning to do the integration of this acquisition, considering this is a relatively larger acquisition compared to TANFAC?
So, Tanya, I think it's a good question. And the only thing, at least we can say that we have had experience of integrating TANFAC. As you would know, we acquired TANFAC 3.5 years back. And I mean, just for everyone's kind of a benefit, I'm happy to kind of just share what we've been able to achieve in that last 3.5 years. We have been able to double the capacity at TANFAC. Revenue have grown three times. We have been able to increase, I would say, margin or EBITDA margin by anywhere between 50% to 75%. And if market cap is any indication, the market cap has gone up almost seven times from the time we have done the acquisition. So all one is trying to say that, yes, we have now what we call experience of TANFAC. Of course, one can argue this is domestic and this is international. But I would say, business remains same. Thought process remains same. Idea and strategy remains the same. So we feel fairly confident that, we'll be able to kind of do this integration also pretty well. Like in TANFAC, we also have a global, kind of a firm, a consulting firm who's been assisting us more as a PMO, to ensure that we get the whole process and system integration right. So we will have, similar kind of, let's say, agencies also helping us out. But yeah, I would say as far as Jayhawk is concerned, the team there is pretty independent. As you would have seen in our presentation, while the ownership at the top has changed at Jayhawk, we have a pretty capable team, or I would say a pretty capable as well as full team, which is there, who will be able to kind of run operations pretty independently. And our idea would be, I would say, more to act as a catalyst, wherever there is a need to look at expanding, let's say, the product offering and otherwise to our customers. So as far as this whole, what we call acquisition is concerned, we are fairly confident that we should be able to kind of manage this pretty well, having done TANFAC successfully.
Sure, that's great, sir. What are the growth plans for Jayhawk, including the anticipated capex and new product initiatives?
So as I was telling you, Tanya, what we would be doing is that we do have, like a certain kind of a what we call thought process in our mind. To begin with, we will primarily more focus on scaling the existing product, of Jayhawk, and then we will look at kind of a selectively taking some capacity expansion. Idea would be to more sit with the Jayhawk management, talk about what we can bring on the table, what do they have, and then look at selecting some of the kind of molecules across segment where we can go together and probably offer something which, as I said, is more of an integrated solutions to our customer. As far as the markets are concerned, as I said, in the segment, whether it is aviation, semicon, electricals, EV, for example, the addressable market is billions and billions of dollars. So I think as far as demand is concerned, there is no end to it. What we would be doing is that work with the team to see what are our strengths. And this is that, look at selective capacity expansion is what we do. If I more talk about the current, let's say, asset base, there is, I would say, as is, a decent amount of headroom, which will support our near-term growth. So, yeah, we will look at additional investment on a more of a case-to-case basis, you know, as we progress further.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to ask a question, please press star and then one.
So, I have a couple of questions before the queue sets up, right? So, I think one of the key here is from a customer standpoint, right? And that, you know, both Anupam and Jayhawk have customers. So, what are you, I mean, from a response from the customer side, what are you currently seeing? What's happening? How are both Anupam and Jayhawk customers actually reacting to this transaction?
So, I mean, you know, the way to look at it is that, you know, there are few customers which are common, you know, between, let's say, Anupam and Jayhawk, you know, which have been currently being served by Anupam as well as by Jayhawk as well. So, yes, and then there are definitely decent amount of new set of customers which Jayhawk brings on the table. What we are happy to share is that, you know, when we announced this transaction, we have had, I would say, decent bit of a positive, what you call, inquiries by, you know, a lot of existing customers of Jayhawk as well as Anupam, wherein they said that, yeah, you know, we kind of saw this news, we are very happy, you know, having you kind of done this forward integration. And we do believe that, you know, this combined business definitely provides a greater supply chain stability and flexibility. And hence, I would say the customers are pretty, I would say, kind of excited. And we are kind of, let's say, engaging with some of them you know, one by one. Of course, we will do more of those once the closing happens, which probably would be maybe another whatever 4 to 6 weeks away. But yeah, to begin with, I think the customers are pretty excited. They are very keen, you know, to kind of look at this integrated offering from us. So yeah, idea would be to kind of, let's say, bring the best of the both world, both, I would say, from Anupam and Jayhawk combined. But yes, net-net, we are seeing enough and more of them, you know, kind of approaching us as we speak, wherein they are having kind of a discussion or wanting to have discussion with us or with our sales team. And I'm sure similar would be the case with Jayhawk as well.
Sure, sir. And sir, I think specifically wanted to focus on the manufacturing side of this transaction. And if you can elaborate, right, from a manufacturing strategy perspective, what does this combined entity, you know, will do from a manufacturing perspective?
Let me kind of answer this in two ways. One, you know, piece which we, I mean, which I kind of covered, you know, which is more of a kind of a, let's say, integrated solution, which is a combination of TANFAC, Anupam, and Jayhawk. Two is that, you know, the current site has roughly 3 million square meter, you know, is in size. And what the existing, let's say, manufacturing setup occupies is hardly around, you know, I would say 15 to 20%. So there is another 80% of land which is available, you know, clearly for us to kind of expand going forward. So as I said, you know, we will look at initially to, you know, expand the existing what you call product offering to our customers, and then selectively look at some of the capex for which the land is available. Idea would be to kind of look at some of this manufacturing, or rather building some of the manufacturing asset in Jayhawk, basis you know, our offering or ask by the customer, where we are able to kind of take benefit of integrated, I would say, solution, which would combine TANFAC offering, Anupam, and Jayhawk put together, especially on the fluoridation side of it.
Thank you very much. We'll take the next question coming from the line of Meet Vora from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just if I were to put the growth plans of Jayhawk under context, with a revenue of around $78 million and EBITDA of around $15 million, should a 20-25% growth on top line and EBITDA would be a fair number to work with? And an extension to that, also on margin front, Anupam standalone entity is having a margin of around 25%, whereas Geoc is having a margin of around 19%. So would it dilute some margin on a console level, or do we expect Geoc's margin to rebound to say 24-25%?
So with I think as I said in our commentary, you know, we definitely are looking to kind of a more you know, integrated offering, and given the integrated offering and synergies which we have, we do believe that you know, the combined Anupam and Geoc should basically be able to achieve the growth which we have been kind of emphasizing for Anupam in the past, and similarly the margin as well. As far as, you know, in terms of timing or otherwise, we will not be able to kind of guide specifically. But yeah, Vishal bhai, if you wish to add anything. Yeah.
So, Meet, I think what Anand bhai also indicated in the call, and what even Gopal bhai has said, I think the way I would see it is that there is a strong growth opportunity coming for this company over the on a standalone basis itself. And we believe that along with that, if we add the synergies that Gopal bhai has said and the opportunities that we can combinedly target, I guess the number that you are speaking on an EBITDA basis, yes, that should be there over the 3 to 4 year period, especially. So even in the two parts to it, right? The growth of EBITDA should be around about what we said, what numbers you had highlighted, and to my mind, with the kind of a scale growth and the synergies that we see, I believe that effective margin dilution would not be there going forward over the next two to three years time period. Let's just get you more specific numbers as we try and close this transaction and have a better visibility on the business plan, along with the management, along with Geoc's management's view as well, more integrated in this position. Today, it is only coming from our vantage and our initial understanding.
Sure, sir. Just one question I had on the existing standalone business. So how are we seeing the existing business across agro and polymer segments? I think we had commissioned a few large AIs last year, which were seeing decent traction, at least the last few quarters. Are we seeing any revised interest in those from the customer's end? Or, you know, in general, how is the base business looking like?
So again, Meet, I would say, you know, agro is kind of performing well. You know, the volumes are kind of coming back for sure. And we do believe that it should start kind of you know, contributing significantly. I mean, we did lose out, you know, let's say in FY24 and 25, but we do expect agro to kind of come back. As far as the kind of the particular AI you're talking about, I think we are getting a decent amount of forecast from our customer. And we, in fact, expect a significant increase as far as the revenue is concerned from that in FY27, both, you know, in terms of volume as well as in terms of group pricing. So, yeah, I would say, net-net, we are definitely seeing agro business reviving pretty well, and particularly this molecule kind of doing very well for us.
Okay. And do we expect to put any further capex for this molecule, or I think do you think that the existing capacity will be enough to suffice that requirement of the customer?
So currently, we don't insert anything at this stage, for sure.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side, and best of luck for the acquisition. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one.
Hi. This is Tanya from Investec. So, how do you envision allocating your products and processes between India and US sites to optimize your cost and, you know, customer proximity?
So, Tanya, you know, I think as we said in our commentary, currently we are very clear. You know, whatever is being done in US, you know, would continue to be done there. We will only look to kind of enhance the product offering or scaling some of that in US. what we would do is that, you know, from a more of a backward integration perspective, if there are certain solutions, you know, which we can offer from Anupam or from Tenfec or combined, is what we would look to kind of do, and thereby, as you said, more act as a catalyst to overall, I would say, Jayhawk's capability, and look at then, you know, kind of increasing our offering to the customer, both, I would say, existing customers of Jayhawk and even some of the customers which, you know, as I said, post, you know, once they heard the news, they do believe that there are certain products which they would like to kind of offer given the combined entity. So we will evaluate each of this, I would say, sitting with the management of Jayhawk, go through it case by case and then kind of look at it. But yeah, in the short run, our idea is very clear that we'll kind of continue things as is. And then, you know, kind of from a mid-term and a long-term perspective, look at kind of integrating more like a dual side module, wherein we kind of we at Anupam India become more of a cost-efficient partner to Jayhawk, and Jayhawk basically would be more someone who will be close to the customers, and then look at kind of combining the strength of the two and offer solutions to our customers.
Understood, sir. And are these polymer molecules sticky, high-value molecules with multi-year lock-ins, or are these mostly annual supply agreements?
So there are, you know, kind of a long-term contracts which are there, you know, with the existing customer, and you know, all of those would continue. Our idea would be, as I said again, to look at kind of augmenting some of this going forward. But yes, you know, there are what you call long-term contracts which are there currently, which are existing with the customer, and they would continue. Of course, as I said, idea would be to meet those customers and understand what more can be done with them while the existing product continues as it is.
All right. And just a last question. What is the expected gearing post-acquisition, considering Anupam already has 730 crores of net debt as of second quarter?
Vishalbhai?
Yeah, so as I said, at max, we are looking at around 40 million. We are looking at around 40 million of investment. So to that extent, you may want to count it in the net debt, because either we'll use some of our cash or we'll use the debt that has been made available by a large bank, which is our existing lender also. So I think you can take it 40 million on it.
All right. Thank you so much for answering my question, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Meet Vora from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just had one follow-up. In your initial remarks, you mentioned that we are planning to serve the semiconductor and performance materials industry put together. What was this thought? Is it coming from the Jayhawk acquisition or is it from Anupam standalone? And how do we view these sectors going forward?
So, Meet, I think from our strategy perspective, you know, our idea was always to kind of target, you know, some of these high-end segment. Some of it, you know, we have been kind of, let's say, supplying this directly or indirectly to some of our customer. But yes, from a future perspective, now that, you know, we have Jayhawk, you know, who has capability on, you know, some of these high purity chemistries, which have application, as I said, in some of these segments, which are going to grow, I would say, significantly. Idea would be to kind of combine the two, which is both Anupam and Jayhawk, and then look at kind of penetrating, I would say, our, you know, our kind of entry. I won't say entry, but yeah, our, or rather, you know, spending our positioning with the customer. So please appreciate, you know, some of the sector, whether, as you would know, whether it's semicon, you know, aviation and others. Some, you know, for you, for kind of, I would say, a player to even get into, the process could be anywhere between 5 to 7 years. I mean, if everything goes your way, you know, for your ability to kind of get the approval from the customer and, you know, kind of be part of their supply chain. With Jayhawk, you know, kind of combining with Anupam, all we are saying is that our journey, as far as some of the segment is concerned, it's advanced by, you know, 5 to 7 years, if not more. The way I would look at it, or I would expect you guys to look at it, is the combined entity now has advanced, let's say, Anupam's overall what you call strategy as far as the performance material is concerned by anywhere between 5 to 7 years, where we already have a decent bit of our customers, you know, who are approved by Jayhawk, who have been, let's say, with Jayhawk for decades together. So from that perspective, I think we will be, you know, I would say probably a decent, what you call, combined force in performance material globally.
Okay, so would we be creating a separate segment for performance materials, like what we have for agro, pharma, and polymers today? Say 2-3 years or out,
No, so I mean, I said from our perspective, it's more of the offering to the customer. I didn't understand when you say a separate segment. I mean, of course, what one would do is that whatever, let's say, products, you know, in terms of intermediate or otherwise, which we can supply to Jayhawk from here, we will do that. Obviously, you know, would have some further, what you call, processing done by Jayhawk, you know, at US, depending upon the customer need. And then, as I said, more look at supplying the integrated solution to our customers. So I didn't really understand when you say a separate segment means what. Because from our perspective, it would be more like a combined Anupam and Jayhawk, which would be offering solutions across these segments.
Yeah, I understood. So it was more from end application point of view. Understood, sir.
Yeah.
That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Nagraj from 361 Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the acquisition. So first question is in terms of customer overlap between Anupam and Jayhawk. And an allied question to that in terms of say product concentration risk on Jayhawk. Are there any challenges on these two fronts? And in terms of customer concentration again, is there heavy customer concentration for Jayhawk? And if it is there, how are we going to tackle it incrementally? Thank you.
As we said in our initial commentary, Ramesh, that there are a few kind of a common customers, but would that kind of a lead to concentrated, let's say, what you call this thing, as far as the combined Anupam and Jayhawk is concerned? The answer to that is no. Because as I said, there are only very few, kind of a common customer. Jayhawk has, I would say, kind of a decent set of customers which they have built over decades with them. And if you look at their overall revenue, we don't feel that there is kind of a, let's say, concentration of a single customer or product which, should be kind of a, should be cause of a concern or should be worrying any of us for that matter. So I would say neither as an individual, let's say Jayhawk, nor as a combined Anupam and Jayhawk, we see any kind of a, let's say, tilt or risk of consumer contribution of any single customer or a single product is concerned. I think I would rather only say that with both entities coming together, I would say the overall, you know, with the overall sales kind of going up, or rather the revenue going up, some of this, I would say, concentration can only reduce in overall scheme of things.
Sure. Correct. Got that. That's helpful. And second question is in terms of the promoters of Jayhawk monetizing. So what could be the potential reasons that they want to monetize, given that the business is likely in growth phase as the performance material segment is improving, and plus the margins seem to be at relatively higher levels? And if you can just throw some light in terms of what could be the working capital cycle or ROCEs that Jayhawk was making over the last couple of years, that will be helpful. Thank you.
So I will have Vishal bhai answer that, and maybe I'll then add if there's something more, which I feel like. Vishal bhai.
Rohit, the first thing is that this is effectively owned. So Jayhawk is owned by CAB, and CAB is eventually held by Permira, a large private equity fund. It's $80 billion private equity fund, as you know. They So basically, their objective was that they had practically invested for a long time now in CAB, and it's over 7 years that they've held this asset, and it is time for them to exit, and they've been trying to do that for last year or more. So it is more to do with the end of life or a life of their investment that they are looking at this divestment. So that is one part of it. And second, on a working capital side, as per our understanding, the numbers will be in the range of 90 days odd net working capital would be 90 to 100 days net working capital would be.
And the ROC profile in the last maybe couple of years?
It would be double digit, but higher teens, mid-teens to higher teens, mid-teens, I would say.
Sure, fair enough. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot. And,
Rohit, the only thing I will add to what Vishal said is that, given a choice, they might have want to hold it, but as Vishal rightly said, any private equity has to kind of look at exiting, some of their assets in 5 to 7 years' time, and from their perspective, it was more of that, which drew the decision than anything else.
Right. Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one now. We have our next question coming from the line of Mahendra Parmar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Anand bhai, Mahendra Parmar bol raha hu main. Just a simple question puchna chahunga. Jaise aapne ye EPS accretive rahega karke bata rahe the, aapne opening kon mein. Main just ye janna chah raha hu ki abhi jo present hamara Anupam ka revenue hai plus agar Yahoo ka revenue combine kare to hamara EPS ka growth kitna hai? At present consideration leta hai jitna ki Jehok ka revenue hai plus Anupam ka revenue.
Vishal bhai,
main isko jawab de do. Mahendra ji, jo aapne jo sawal pucha hai, see, humne hamare present hamare standalone call jo hamara hua tha last quarter ka, usme humne hamare Anupam ke growth rates ka humne guidance diya hua hai. और अगर इसकी बात करें तो जैसे मीत भाई ने जब सवाल पूछा था तभी भी हमने इसका एक अनुमान बताया था और आप भी अप्रिशिएट कर पाएंगे कि अभी ये जस्ट हमने अक्वायर मैंने डेफिनेटिव अग्रीमेंट किया है उसका क्लोजिंग जनवरी में होने वाला है जनवरी के सेकेंड हाफ में होगा तो तब हमारे पास मैनेजमेंट के साथ बैठ के बात करने का क्लैरिटी रहेगा कि उनके साथ हमारा टारगेट क्या हम लोग अग्री कर रहे हैं हम लोग क्या फोकस कर रहे हैं पर अनुमानित जो हमने हिस्टोरिकली अनुपम का ग्रोथ देखा है वो हम जेहोक में भी देखना चाहेंगे ओवर नेक्स्ट 3 से 4 साल के होराइजन में सो आप वहां से आप अनुमान लगा पाएंगे कि हम क्या कहना चाह रहे हैं उसमें
नहीं, और वो बात मैं वो अंडरस्टैंड कर रहा हूँ बट जस्ट मैं कंबाइन रेवेन्यू अगर कंबाइन करते हैं तो जो हमारे इक्विटी डाइल्यूशन तो हो नहीं रहा तो दोनों को कंबाइंड रेवेन्यू बढ़ने के बाद हम हमारे अनुपम के इक्विटी बेस पर कितना ग्रोथ हो सकता है ईपीएस में जस्ट वो जानना चाह रहा
था वही हम बोले कि अगर आप देखेंगे तो आज उनका जो नंबर्स है वो प्रैक्टिकली पूरे का पूरा हमारे में कंसोलिडेट होगा वही हम आपको बताना चाह रहे हैं बराबर है तो उसी के हिसाब से रहेगा है ना महेंद्र जी
ओके
है ना ठीक है
थैंक यू As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. This is Vishal. First of all, thank you very much, everybody, for joining on a busy Monday. In summary, the acquisition for Jehok Finechem Chemicals LLC is a transformative step for us. It strengthens our U.S. Presence, significantly diversifies our revenue across end markets across geographies and across customers as well. And it helps us integrate into a very high growth end market like US. And we look forward to realizing the synergies that we have discussed today. and we'll be in touch as we look for the closing of this transaction in January later half. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Anupam Rasayan India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.